Proclamation number 2553, dated the November 16th, 1942. Are the dead resting? The belief that the souls rest after death is only justified insofar as immature souls remain in a state of complete inactivity due to lack of strength. However, this is not a condition of comfortable rest but a state of torment, confinement and helplessness, and therefore not a condition worth striving for. The souls in the beyond are only permitted to be active in a certain state of maturity when they receive constant strength to work. But then they use this strength without restriction. However, since the activity does not depend on earthly matter, it also has to be different than the work on earth. It cannot be compared to the latter, since the conditions in the spiritual realm which require or permit an action are entirely different. There is a steady flow of teaching and passing on of spiritual knowledge. It is a purely spiritual process which bestows much happiness and bliss on the giving souls and reduces the receiving souls' torment by becoming recipients of strength. It is indeed a labor of love, but it can only be compared to earthly activity while the souls in the state of darkness still believe themselves to live on earth, where, due to their own desires, they create imaginary surroundings and in this imagination also have to perform kind deeds. However, the more enlightened the soul becomes, the further it distances itself from earth in its thoughts, and now its actions no longer depend on earthly matter, not even in its imagination. The work of these souls in the beyond, in the spiritual realm, thus consists of purely spiritually conveying the received knowledge. Every giving and strength-receiving soul has entrusted proteges on earth or in the beyond for which it cares lovingly with tireless dedication. It is to try to mentally guide its proteges into the truth, it is to influence their thoughts and thus create clarity, but without forcing the will of those souls, and this requires immense patience and love. Because two completely isolated beings, who can act and think entirely independently, are facing each other, and thus correct thinking may not be forcefully transmitted if the still immature spirit is not to be prevented from gaining an equally high degree of maturity. Spiritual knowledge has to be given to uninformed souls in a way that it is accepted without resistance and awakens the longing for more gifts. The receiving being consequently has to accept it entirely voluntarily, only then will the transmitted knowledge become strengthened and enlightened. And this act of transmission is an effort which can only be performed with love, because it is usually rather laborious. But the state of a soul condemned to inactivity is so pitiful that the beings of light constantly try to help them, that they willingly accept the most arduous work to release these souls from their situation. However, on the other hand, it adds to their happiness when the labor of love is successful, because this work draws unimaginable circles, since every receiving being in turn will pass on its knowledge in the awakened urge to likewise help the souls of darkness and thus do a redeeming work. Amen.